From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Afghan officials say two suicide bombings in Kabul Tuesday killed more than 30 people and wounded at least 80. Witnesses say the bombers targeted a convoy of officials leaving the offices of parliament. Top security officials and members of parliament are said to be among the victims. The Taliban claimed responsibility. In another incident, an explosion in Kandahar Tuesday killed at least 11 people and wounded 18. The provincial governor and the ambassador of the United Arab Emirates are among the victims. A measure that would increase sanctions on Russia for its alleged interference in the recent U.S. presidential election has been submitted to Congress by a bipartisan group of lawmakers. The Countering Russian Hostilities Act of 2017 would impose visa bans on some Russian individuals and freeze their assets. It would codify sanctions already imposed by President Barack Obama and would authorize $100 million to counter Russian propaganda. U.S. President Barack Obama will deliver what the White House describes as a forward-looking farewell address tonight to the American people. The speech will recap Mr. Obama's accomplishments over the past 8 years in office. The address will be delivered about an hour from now at 2 hours Universal Time and will be carried on our website, voanews.com. A U.S. federal jury on Tuesday handed out a death sentence to the killer of 9 people at a black South Carolina church. 22-year-old Dylan Roof, a self-proclaimed white supremacist, was found guilty last month of the killings. The panel of 10 women and 2 men reached a decision after 3 hours of deliberations. Roof acted as his own defense lawyer in the penalty phase. This is VOA News. The United Nations reports increasing numbers of civilians are fleeing the Islamic State-controlled city of Mosul. As Iraqi military operations to free the city intensify. Lisa Schlein reports.
Latest figures show more than 135,000 people have fled Mosul since the Iraqi military offensive to retake the city from Islamic State militants began on October 17th. Jens Laerke is the spokesman for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs. He says most of the newly displaced are being cared for in camps run by the government and by humanitarian agencies, although people also are seeking help from family and friends. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions, President-elect Donald Trump's choice for attorney general, defended his civil rights record Tuesday, telling a congressional hearing he understands the history of voting rights for blacks in the United States.
You know that I revere the Constitution, that I'm committed to the rule of law, and you know that I believe in fairness, in impartiality, and equal justice under law.
Sessions said he opposed banning Muslims from entering the country. He also said he would enforce a 2015 law that outlaws torture techniques such as waterboarding. He said the bulk collection of American phone records would violate the U.S. Freedom Act. President-elect Donald Trump tells the New York Times newspaper Tuesday that Congress should act quickly to repeal the Affordable Care Act, President Barack Obama's health care law. After speaking with Trump, House Speaker Paul Ryan said repeal of Obamacare will be done concurrently with the formulation of a replacement measure. The Volkswagen car company says it has negotiated a proposed $4.3 billion U.S. settlement of its emissions cheating scandal. The company says it is in advanced talks to finally resolve the legal issues surrounding the scandal, in which Volkswagen's emission systems were rigged to give false test results. The company will agree to plead guilty and to allow an independent monitor to oversee compliance for 3 years. Canada has a new foreign minister. She is Chrystia Freeland, who was the international trade minister for the country. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau made the appointment, apparently in preparation for the renegotiating of the North American Free Trade Agreement. Meanwhile, to the south, Mexico's new foreign relations secretary, Luis Videgaray, called for trade talks to start as soon as possible. He told a radio interviewer that there is tremendous uncertainty following the election of Donald Trump. Briefly looking at markets, on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were mixed at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.